Hey guys, it's Por Favor Mike in studio. Before we get started with episode 224, I just want to say a few words about Richard Gerth, the longtime greeter at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, who recently passed away on June 7th at the age of 91. For those of you who don't know, Richard was pretty much hired on the spot back in 1991, just 3 years after the opening of what was named at the time Disney's Grand Floridian Beach Resort. I've interacted with Richard a number of times outside the entrance of the Grand Floridian. He was friendly, witty, humorous, and just an overall great guy who will be missed. Ryan March of Disney Files magazine conducted a short interview that I think you'll all enjoy. So sit back and enjoy the 3.5 minute interview, which will be followed up by episode 224. We'll talk to you later, guys.
So first of all, Richard, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And I was just thinking, I've seen you every time I've ever arrived at this resort, but this is the first time I've ever seen you sitting. So this is...
Yes, it's kind of hard for me to stay seated.
This is a rare treat. If you were to write your own job description to describe what you do here every day, how would you describe what you do?
I greet people with happiness, and every day it's a challenge. I never know what I'm going to walk into.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the day you got the job.
I went in the front door and they said, we are looking for a greeter, a door person, a doorman, and I called it my days. And he said, why don't you take this number to casting? Now this happened within 10 minutes. So I said, well, I'm by myself, why don't I go to casting? I went over to casting, I said, I have a number that the Grand gave me. Here it is. She said, let me put it in the computer. And she says, Richard, you got the job. I never filled out an application.
I'd love for you to think for a moment about your best days here at work, your favorite days of your Disney career. What made those days great?
I think just about every day is a good day because there's always a change here. It's a constant change. We never deal with one person the same day at a time.
Right.
And for being acknowledged by another person is the greatest feeling that anyone can get out of a job. When they say to Ryan, oh, it's good to have you on this job, you know, interviewing me, same thing.
Yeah. Now, our Disney Vacation Club members visit very frequently, and many of them have created traditions out of stopping by here to see you every year for a very long time. Talk about what that means to you to be that part of people's vacation traditions.
It touches your ego a little more than I really should let it happen. Today I've had four families that came by and their children. Every year we take a picture because we compare the height of you. And the children now are becoming to think I'm a grandfather. Because in my age bracket versus their age, they've lost their grandfather. And I'm still that image.
One of the most impressive things is the energy that you have is incredible. Where does that energy come from?
It's really always there. Sometimes we don't see it all the time. But that energy comes from inside. Your whole life is built on how you act to other people. I'm overjoyed with it. Every time I come here, it's a new story.
Rich, I know you're anxious to get back outside. So once again, thank you so much for taking
thank
the time.
Thank you so
Always
much.
A pleasure, my friend.
Always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, this is episode 224 of the Por favor, manténganse alejado de las podcasts. Mr. Klinsman is joining me down in sunny Southwest Florida studio for another recording. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Jeremy!
What's going on, Bill? I like being in the lush accommodations. It's always nice to be in the newest studio.
Yeah.
You know, when I upgraded the Westerly Studios, it was nice, and that was definitely the most state-of-the-art. But now, you know, we no expense spared. This is the local division. I mean, this is our closest studio to
this is
property,
this is
so
home
we had
base.
To go all
this
up.
Is home base now.
And, it's nice to be here, visiting the accommodations, like you said, in last week's episode. So we're recording 2 days in a row, but this is coming out a week later. It's nice to be in Florida, hanging out with family, and having a good time, I think. Had a pretty good weekend. Just kept busy with the girls.
Busy. I think everybody's tired right now.
Yeah, it was a little rough night last night.
Yeah, Jamie.
Would you like to get into a little bit of the activities, the non-Disney activities we did today of the, what was that aquarium called that we went to?
Moat Aquarium in Sarasota.
It was nice. You want to talk about, what's his name, Eric that was following us around? We should just throw him right under the bus.
So there was this guy and he followed us room to room. It was just like the ride in Mexico prior to the Three Caballeros, where the guy was trying to sell you some Mexican whatever he was trying to sell you, and he kept following you from room to room. And this guy, you have any questions about the shellfish? Do you have any questions about this? Do you have any questions about this? And he basically stalked our family like for the first hour, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. Like every single tank we stopped at. Let me know if you have any questions about the seahorses. Let me know if you have any questions about the mollusks. Yeah, no thanks. And then what? Someone caught wind of him badmouthing us after that?
Yeah, so I'm wearing my Grand Floridian Resort t-shirt. Mr. Klinsman has on his Walt Disney World Golf Resort retro t-shirt. And Por Favor McKenzie had on, was it, what did she have on?
Minnie Mouse
t-shirt. And we caught Eric, or Kristen eavesdropped on Eric, and what did he say?
He said, oh, just go back to Disney then.
Just go back to Disney.
A little bitterness, a little salty.
Yeah.
I guess the water was awful salty there at that aquarium, but
we weren't taking him up on his, he was a pimply-faced geek, if I can
nerd.
Be honest.
I mean, how much of a nerd do you have to be to volunteer at the aquarium? No offense to anyone who does that.
But most of the goofballs were just goofing, messing around on their cell phones, like texting chicks and stuff. But
that's true.
I mean, this guy was adamant about explaining the bowel
stalking
movements on a grouper.
Well, you know, if I didn't have the girls with us, I might have actually taken him up on that if he's going to talk business meetings.
Little BMs, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been too bad. Do you want to talk about the... So that was a little weird, but the aquarium was very nice. It was a nice day, hot, not too humid, though. Sarasota's nice, never been down that way in
pretty
Florida.
Isn't it a beautiful area?
Yeah, like going over the bridges and, you know, being obviously, like, just surrounded by the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Very nice area. And then every time there was a breeze, it felt nice. You got that nice breeze off the water, like you said, even though it was probably 90 and more. It was definitely warm, especially, like, carrying around your gear.
It was
junior,
warm today.
But... it was nice to get that breeze coming off the water.
Jeremy.
I liked that area. And they had some art festival going on. Otherwise, I might have stopped in the downtown to check it out.
Well, when we were first coming in, that's downtown where the buildings were. We drove right by the Ritz-Carlton. When we came out to right to the end and we took a left,
mm-hmm.
The Ritz-Carlton was on the right.
That shiny building,
yep,
over there, the Chase building there.
Yeah, it was over there on the right. And then we took a right and we went over that bridge, and that's called St. Armand's. And that's where they have really nice restaurants and shops and boutiques.
It seemed like a really nice area and something to check out, definitely. But yeah, being my first time doing non-Disney stuff in Florida, it's nice. Palm trees, nice warm weather, people out and about, riding their bikes, going to the beach.
Jogging,
yeah. A lot of... I can't believe people jog, like, at noontime, 90 degrees.
Hardcore.
Just jogging, it's crazy.
Damn Jamie.
The Jamies. Would you like to talk about the shaved steak that I prepared for tonight?
Yeah, so Mr. Klinsman ran to Publix. He's addicted to Publix.
It's a good market.
And he got some shaved ribeye. Not shaved grizzly, shaved ribeye. And he made some delicious steak sandwiches tonight.
Not only was it shaved, it was they were full-blown ribeyes, and I picked out the nice fatty ones, nice marbling, and I said, can you shave those fresh for me? Guy took it in the back. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I think that's the sound that machine makes, right?
I didn't drink the grease. I'm going to drink it before I go to bed.
No, not a bad idea.
No. If you want a sip of that?
Put a little bit in the beer. It's like a tomato or something.
Oh, that's good stuff. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it's simple, though. Just a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, some garlic powder, and then Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, it was very tasty.
That's all it takes. And that cheese was good, too, that provolone that I got.
I would have to say the two of us killed it this weekend in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, those ribs that you made
were fantastic. Yeah, we didn't mess around.
The shaved steak was very good. It helps coming in with some good ingredients to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start with a nice cut of... like you said, you put the cheese on it, almost didn't need the cheese because the steak was
did
so
it
good.
Injustice, yeah. When you're saving up some beautiful marbled ribeye, you don't right. need any enhancements on
well,
that.
Well, because that's what I was thinking. Should I get some mushrooms? Should I get some onions and peppers to put on there? I said, you know what? I'm getting this beautiful cut of meat. Let's let the steak stand on its own.
How many pounds did you get?
I got like 3.5 pounds,
okay.
And I didn't use it all, obviously. We used about half of
we'll
it.
We'll be using that this week.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
Anything else you want to talk about here? I mean, we got a lot to get into after the break.
You want to do your beer of the
Oh, yes.
Beer
of the so week? I actually have two right now because it's alive in studio. And I went with locals at the Publix. They had some local beer. So this first one is called the Rig Top Conch Republic Key Lime Wheat Ale from the... I can't remember what it says. The Big Top, not Rig. How am I doing? Big Top Brewing Company out of Sarasota, Florida, where we were earlier today. And you actually tried a sip of this yesterday, and you said it wasn't bad. Just a light lime flavor
wasn't
to
bad.
Just a general, you know, low-key beer. Key West is famous for many things, and our Conch Republic Key Lime Wheat Ale plays homage to that with smooth citrus notes, hints of graham cracker. This beer blends old traditions with new ways to create a perfect beer for the Florida lifestyle. Let every sip defy what you thought possible in beer. So that was pretty good. This is a good one. And the other one that I haven't cracked open yet, but I did have one earlier, is from Cigar City out of, I believe that's Tampa, right?
Yep, Tampa,
Florida. And it's called the Florida Cracker.
I was just going to do it, Jamie. Go ahead.
I was waiting for you to do it. It's a Belgian-style white ale brewed with coriander and orange peel. This one is a 5.5% alcohol by volume. Though it's named for the 18th century cracker cowboys of the Florida prairie, the citrusy notes and effervescent body of this Belgian-style white ale, make it perfect for any lovers of fresh air and outdoor adventures. So those are the two unofficial beer sponsors of the week this week, because when you're in studio together with Pour for War Mike, you need more than one beer.
That's good observation.
And I have to say, Publix had a good selection of local beers. They probably had, you know, what, 10 to 12 to choose from,
I would say,
Florida
yeah.
beers?
Yeah, yep.
You know, a few different breweries, but a lot of different styles as well, which was very nice. I didn't want to go with a crazy, like, porter or anything. I wanted to go with the light beer since it's summer. I mean, this is, like, official start to summer for me.
Yep.
The weather hasn't been great in Rhode Island. It's been okay. But you come down here, it's 90, no humidity, no thunderstorms.
It was only about 48% today.
I was expecting thunderstorms because yeah. every day, so like 50% chance of thunderstorms and nothing. I haven't seen one yet. We saw that heat lightning last
mm-hmm.
night. But other than that, it's been quite pleasant. Definitely hot. I'm not used to the heat. So I was, you know, sweating like a sinner in church, as the saying goes. But... I'm enjoying it.
You like that one? I like that one.
I was going to say the other version of it, which isn't as PG. It's more PG-13. But that's okay. Anything else you want to add here before the break?
No.
Jamie?
No, Jamie, we can go take a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
for break, episode 223 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast. Mr. Klinsman is joining me here in sunny Southwest Florida.
I think it's 224, isn't it? Let's check that.
Let's take a look at that. Excuse me, 224. Thank you.
So what are we talking about, Bill, on episode 224?
We've got a little trip preview to talk about. This has been waiting years to do this one.
Yeah, so first of all, anyone who thinks this trip preview is my trip, we talked about that just a couple weeks ago. You can go back and listen to it. Because after tomorrow, I'm leaving the palatial estates here in Southwest Florida. I'm going to Central Florida. I'm going to be staying on property, doing the non-resort trip that we talked about a couple weeks ago, which you're very jealous of, aren't you?
The non-resort trip or the non-park trip?
I meant the non-park trip, yeah.
Yes, I am jealous.
Resort-heavy trip. It's going to be fantastic. The girls are excited for it. I'm excited for it. But this is a 10-year wedding anniversary trip that you have planned. And we ended up calling Eugene, having him make all the accommodations. Spared no expense. And I'll tell you, this is a...
You're looking at day one, just salivating.
Why don't you just go ahead and like hop right into it? Because there's no beating around the bush with this. Just get it right into it.
So we are going to stay 2 days at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, which is my favorite resort. I just took a bow. Which is my favorite resort on property. Has a lot of sentimental reasons for that. And it's also on Kristen's dream list. She's always wanted to stay at the Grand Floridian, so... they had some pretty good Florida resident rates, and as I was digging in, looking at the different options, they had a theme park view, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to stay in the Boca Chica wing, because that's by far the best views that you get of the resort of Walt Disney World, rather. And it was only like a $50 a night upgrade between like that and Garden View, and I mean, that's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, at that point, $50 is, the percentage-wise, it's not that much.
And plus, we're only doing 2 days.
Yeah, if you have $50 a pop century to get a pool view, you know, it's probably not worth it. But at the Grand Floridian, to get the theme park view, it might be worth the $100.
So we booked that, and I said, you know what, let's just make this, you know, when we stay, we like to really dig in and just hang out at the resort. 2 years ago, we stayed at the Polynesian, and we pretty much hit up all the restaurants.
Yeah, because you did like Ohana.
Did the Luau. We did Ohana. We did Kona. So we want to hit all the restaurants. And some of those are by far my favorite. I mean, my favorite, probably one of my favorite one credit is the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Which, by the way, we're going to do an episode about the best one credits.
Oh, yeah. Michael Schaefer told us that he wanted us to do that. Narcusi's is probably Susie's and I favorite signature.
Yeah, you guys are really into that.
And Citricos, to be fair, we've only been there once, but we had a great experience the first time we went there.
It's
so.
Not the best two credit, but it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say anything bad about Citricos. Maybe the decor is a little dated, but the food is fantastic.
So as I'm, you know, meandering around trying to figure out where I want to eat, when I want to eat, this and that, I said, you know what? Let me just check and see if Victoria and Albert's has an availability.
Because it's not happening.
Because it's not happening. Because people say when you book it 180 days in advance, you still can't get it. It's just, it's miraculous for those who are able to get Victoria and Albert's. So,
there's just so few seats.
Yes.
And they don't turn the tables quickly, obviously. And it's so sought after. As like, not even, I mean, obviously the quality is fantastic because it's been, you know, rated as one of the best restaurants
25 years, AAA rating.
But it's also a thing that a true Disney nerd has to do at least once. So it's like a status symbol kind of thing as well. So it's got everything working either for it or against it, depending on which way you look at it. Against it if you're trying to make a reservation, for it if you're the restaurant. So it's always booked out pretty much fully at like 180. You can't get a reservation, like you said.
So about a month, 6 weeks ago, I was just 12:30, I'm going doing YouTube, Disney YouTubes as I always do, and I see that they have this opening, and it's Victoria and Albert's, but it's also the Queen Victoria room.
Now, what's that? What's the difference between the Queen Victoria and the regular?
So they have the regular dining room, which I believe is a 6-course.
Okay.
And then they have the Queen Victoria, which is a 10-course, And then they have the chef's table. So this would be the in-between.
In between.
I got to make sure I don't hit the cancel reservation.
Yeah, don't
reservation.
Hit the cancel, because that thing will get slopped up real quick.
So what I'm thinking is that somebody canceled like 30 seconds prior to me jumping on this website.
Yeah, within at least a few minutes.
And I was able to jump on. So we're going to go. We're going to go to Victoria and Albert's. We have a 6 o'clock reservation on be Friday. I'm not even
is
sure
the
day. I think it's the 6th. Yeah, that's the day that we're showing up. Yep, Friday,
so you're
July 6th.
You have to wear like the tails and the full tuxedo and everything right in the car.
Yeah, I've already been fitted.
So
we're all set.
You got the mothballs off.
Yeah, we're all set.
What are you going? You going to do like a nice khaki and like a navy blue blazer? With
I'm not
going
to. I'm not sure if I'm going to do. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a tie or not. I might just go all out and do a tie.
Now, if I let you borrow my orange bird tie, would you wear that to Victoria and Albert's?
No. Just out of respect for Susie.
How about the tiki room tie? There's a nice tiki room tie they got going around.
That's iffy.
What if they had a Grand Floridian tie, which they probably do?
Then I probably, like, if it was just like white and it said GF.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably wear that. I might actually. That's a good idea. I should look for a Grand Floridian.
I bet they have one at that like men's shop that's on the second.
That would
floor
be classy,
there.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Grand Floridian tie.
Your Grand Floridian tie.
Because, like, you know, there's two schools of thought. You can wear, like, the gray pants with a dark blazer, you know, like a white shirt and a dark tie. Or you can do the khaki, the navy blazer, and, like, a colorful shirt and then the crazy tie. There's ways to go. Or no tie. You could do the one button done, have the nice shirt, like a patterned shirt instead of just the solid color, you know. You have to do some shopping. You maybe go to like J. Crew or something at the PV at the Providence Airport. They had a Brooks Brothers. Could have got you a shirt there when I was waiting to board the plane.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something because you gotta make an appearance.
Yeah, I mean you don't want to show
it's like
up.
Walking, it's like going to the Oscars,
right?
Gotta make an appearance, especially when somebody like me.
Now, did Susie set down ground rules? Are we gonna be going live from
that? Yeah, there were ground rules
in that. Facebook Live is out.
Facebook Live is out.
Could not bring Eugene and the interns.
No.
You can at least take pictures of the courses, though, right? You wrote that into the contract?
Yep.
Because you have... I mean, you would do that anyway.
Yep.
You have to keep... Because I need to see all that.
And I'm thinking about trying to get the video camera in there, maybe.
What if you just put, like, the cell phone on record and just left it on the table and then had the... Took pictures on Susie's phone.
You're adamant about this, aren't you?
I mean, I don't need the audio. I need the pictures, though. I need to see every course... As it's presented, because they put so much effort into the presentation there. You know, it's not just about throwing, like, you know, you talk about Mama Melrose, that steak at Mama Melrose. They're not really worried about presentation. They're throwing a beautiful steak on a plate, sloppy with some dirty mac and cheese and just getting it to you.
Right.
You know, this place is going to give you, like, a little 2-ounce piece of steak, and it's going to be perfectly round, have the little grill marks on it, have everything, the little micro greens on top. They put a lot of work into
that. I was watching a YouTube where the server actually comes out and present and cooks up a nice Kobe beef.
Oh, really?
Right at the table.
Oh, like on like a hot piece of salt or something.
Yeah.
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 Kobe. Oh man, imagine if you get to try real like Kobe beef. Cause that stuff's like $80 an ounce.
Yeah.
They offer that at Yachtsman, right?
I think they do. I think they do.
That's something, like, I'm nervous to try it, because I almost feel like I don't know if I could appreciate it, but it's like a bucket list thing. You
like, if it's just too good.
Too good or just too different from what you're used to.
I'm afraid of the same thing.
Or if it's so good, then you crave it all the
then
time.
Then you can't even get, like, a regular ribeye at Shula's. Yeah. You're looking down at people who go to Shula's.
Like you're spending $600 on a steak. Like it's like a drug addiction. Start selling your possessions to get
$300. I got a $300 a day.
Wagyu beef.
Starting to turn tricks in downtown Tampa. What are you hooked on? The Wagyu beef at Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, they put that Himalayan sea salt on there, man. It's messed up.
That's stupid, isn't it?
So what else you got? I mean, obviously, Victoria and Albert's is the main attraction.
Yeah.
You're staying at Grand Floridian, which is fantastic, but that pales in comparison to the Victoria and Albert's.
Yeah, we're going to go up early because we have a 10:15 breakfast reservation at Grand Floridian same day.
Oof, and nothing in between.
Nothing in between, no.
Yeah, because you're getting a 10 course.
Yeah, we're doing breakfast at the Grand Floridian Cafe, which I love.
That's
their breakfast.
Great breakfast, which also has everything on the menu, right? It's like the brunch menu, basically. Mm-hmm. That's safe to say, easily the most underrated restaurant on Disney World property, right? The Grand Floridian Cafe?
Yeah, it's always empty, and the food's fantastic, and the service great, and the views are gorgeous.
Even take everything out. Take the service out, take the views out. If that restaurant, that menu, and the price points was anywhere on property, it would be a fantastic
food. I agree. I think it may be one of the most underrated restaurants on property right now.
It's just ignored, and everything is solid. Shrimp and grits are fantastic. The dirters are good. Like you said, the breakfast is good. The steak is good.
Steak and eggs is fantastic.
Best onion soup mm-hmm. on property. Not the best I've ever had, but the best on property that I've had. And, you know, we're people who are onion soup connoisseurs. So we know what a good onion soup is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, if there's onion soup on the menu, you're ordering it. So you're getting there Friday. You're going to go up early. So Susie's taking the day off.
Yep.
Get up there right early. You have someone watching the roads.
Yep,
the
roads. Yep, I got my buddy. Hello there, Daddy.
He will be talking to Cha. You think he'll give him a gentleman?
I don't think so.
No. So you are basically, when you go to the resort, so you're obviously, no one that listens doesn't realize this, but we'll just reiterate it. You're a local. You don't care about the rides because you can do them anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, 90% of the time. Like, if you have a chance to get an Avatar Fast Pass for the Flights of Passage, you'll jump on it because you love that ride and it's hard to get. But other stuff, you don't even go searching it. You just go a couple days before if you can snag one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not worried about going to the park. You're not going to be rope dropping anything on this trip.
Not when I'm spending $470 a night at the Grand Floridian.
So you go to the resorts to hang out at the resorts.
Yes, like to take everything
in. This Grand Floridian trip, you're going to hang out in the room, go on the balcony, have your coffee, get the USA Today, read the newspaper.
Yep.
Lay in the bed, watch the Stacy Channel.
Probably, yeah, watch the news. Yeah, I'd like to watch the news. Yep.
And then you'll go walk around the grounds, use the pool.
Yep.
All that kind of good stuff. And you're going to use the restaurants and use the amenities at the hotel.
Correct.
Which, in fairness, are available for anyone.
Right.
You don't have to stay there. But when you do something like this, you try to take advantage of it as if you're only allowed to do it at that time. So you've made arrangements. Basically, everything you're going to eat is going to be at the Grand Floridian this weekend.
Correct? That is correct, yep.
So let's go into your next day. So you're starting off with a bang. Grand Floridian breakfast.
Everything's a downer after that.
Victoria and Albert's first night, which obviously beggars can't be choosers. Not like, I'd rather save it for the last. Because you probably would rather save it for the end and have that be your last meal and then go out in a bang. But like you said, it's not an easy reservation to get, so you're going to take it. So talk to me about your Saturday. So you're going to go to bed happy.
Yes,
happy and full. After Victoria and Albert's, and you're going to wake up and do what?
I'm doing what you said I don't normally do. I'm going to the parks, and I am going to do probably one of the biggest cheerleader attractions there is out there. I'm doing Frozen Ever After. Now, hear me out. Mm-hmm. I've never been on this ride.
Sure.
And it's getting to the point now where you can actually get fast passes.
Yeah, it's a good ride. I wouldn't wait more than 30 minutes for it. Put it that way. It's a good dark ride. It's not... It's close enough to... I don't want to say like Peter Pan, because it's different, because the Peter Pan has the nostalgia. But it's got more going on than the Peter Pan ride. And, I mean, you remember Maelstrom. Maelstrom was a good ride track, and it's got the same track. So, I really like it. I've been on it a couple times when I've been down, and I was able to rope drop, and I just went to that first just to do it. So, the first time I did it, I wanted to go on it just to experience it. And the fact that I did it again the second time just shows how good it is, because I went out of my way to rope drop and go on Frozen again. And it is a good... It's a good ride. Good animatronics, good ride. Like I said, it doesn't belong in Epcot necessarily, but it's there. Nothing we could do about that. We're not going to not go on stuff out of, you know, principle.
Right.
Things like that. It's there, so might as well enjoy it and take it for what it is. And I think you guys will like it. Now, you've seen Frozen, correct?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. I like the movie.
It's a good movie. The music's pretty good. I think you'll enjoy the ride. I really do. It's a good ride. The queue is really nice, and even in the Fast Pass, you kind of go through the queue a little bit. So I think you'll enjoy that aspect of it. The thing that messes with my head, so you remember going into Maelstrom when you would go in
and just be, but I just
and you'd hug the wall,
yeah,
right? You go up the hill, you hug the wall, it's just switchbacks, everything's like flipped. You walk in and you're going the opposite direction. It really messes with my head. I don't know if they like reversed where the launch is or how you load on the boat, but everything seems backwards, like spatially to me. I'm interested to see what you think about it after you go through the queue and just see, like, because I wasn't expecting it to be laid out the way it is. It just kind of messed with my head.
That's fair.
So what else are you doing? Are you going to hang out in Epcot for a while, or are you just going to do the ride, maybe walk through World Showcase?
Maybe do one of the movies, because I never not do the movies.
Right.
I love the movies there.
Grab a quick breakfast in the France Pavilion, maybe?
Who knows?
Just a snack. You know,
just play it by ear.
Because it looks like, I mean, that's your morning at 9:25, so you're going to go in probably empty, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Go grab a coffee at Joffrey's Coffee, maybe. Get a pastry, something like that, one of the places, yep. Or go to France, get a little quick service breakfast, Sunshine Seasons maybe, and just hang out at Epcot a few hours. But because I see something else coming up in the early afternoon, why don't you talk about this? Because this is something that is 100% not on my radar ever.
No, we're going to the afternoon tea at Garden View Tea Room.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know where it is, it's on the first floor, right below where the orchestra plays.
Yeah, right below
where Meisner's is. Yeah. Yep, right below there.
I've seen it there, because usually when I'm at the Grand Floridian, I'm hanging out and the couch is right near there,
mm-hmm.
down below where the piano player is. So what goes on with the afternoon? Is this like a meal or what? What's going on here?
There's all sorts of different tea. You can, you know, pick a bunch of different teas that you want.
Now, this is something for Susie, right?
Yeah.
Not saying you won't necessarily enjoy it, because you're a great...
Like, she used to go...
Anything Grand Floridian does
right.
is going to be good
for her. And I want to try it anyways, because she's been to the Ritz-Carlton in Boston with her girlfriend, and she loves tea.
So usually when you do, like, a fancy tea, you get to choose from the teas. You get these little finger sandwiches, like right. cucumber sandwiches, like stuff that's not going to fill you. You're going to want to go over and get some, like, onion soup after this.
I might.
But, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's going to be a little more. What's this setting you guys back? Is this like a preset cost, or you pick when you get there?
I think you pick when you get there.
Okay. Is there a way, can you pull up a menu for this, or any details about it?
Yeah, let me see if I can pick up the...
First course, caviar, finger sandwiches, buttery scone and jam tart.
Yep.
House-made pastries, $175. Holy smokes.
No, it's not that.
Oh, so you're not the afternoon tea.
No,
so you're
a little different. Ours is around the $50 mark or so.
Okay, so you might not be getting much food at all. You might be getting like a little bit of tea, a couple like pastries, and get the hell out.
That could be it.
But
we'll definitely have to report back on this, because
it's going to be the experience of it.
Do we have a menu?
They probably don't even put a menu up.
Probably.
I mean, look at that. Look at that plate. It's like one little strawberry and a little pastry that looks like a swan. This is not going to be something that's going to fill you up. You're going to want to go over to the quick serve right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, Gasparilla Island Grill.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, you know what you're getting into, at least. It's all about the experience. You're a tea drinker, though. You do enjoy
I do.
Tea.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
You get that from your mother.
My mother and my grandmother. Her grandmother.
That's right.
Hilda loved to drink her tea.
Mm-hmm.
Cream and sugar.
So that'll be cool. I mean, that's an experience. That's something that you're only going to get at the Grand Floridian.
Right.
So I get it. I mean, it's not something I would do. But they do have, like, the teas you could do, like the princess teas and things like that. I saw one that you can book through the Grand Floridian that it's, like, $800 or something. And they make a doll for you, like custom doll for the child that, like, looks like the kid. Like, while you're having tea, that comes out with this doll that looks like that.
That's pretty weird.
But I'm not spending, like, eight-tenths of a grand to do that anyway. So, afternoon tea. I definitely want to hear intel on that.
Because,
you know, everything else you've done so far... It's like, I know you're going to love it. This, you could hate this, potentially. Mm-hmm. I don't think you will, because you're such a cheerleader for the Grand Floridian that, you know, you're like, oh, it's the best tea I've ever had.
You're right.
I don't have a problem with that. I want to see it. Hopefully it's good. I'm sure it's good. But it's something you never hear about from people.
That's right.
No one says you can't miss the afternoon tea at the Garden View. But the next thing you're doing, 8 o'clock p.m., you have dinner. So you have a nice swath of time in between.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be resort time, or are you going to go back to the park?
No, this is going to be straight up resort time.
Now, let me ask you this. You're at the Grand Floridian. You're a quick monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom. You're going to go over and do like the People Mover Carousel progress and get the hell out of there?
But this might also be where Susie gets a massage and maybe a pedicure and manicure.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Or she might do it on Friday prior to having dinner at the...
that's a good idea. Yeah. You gotta book that, though, don't you? You can't just walk into
it. We'll have to look at it. We'll have to look at it.
I would take a peek at least, because you don't want to like plan on it and then walk up and be turned away. Because whenever she's doing that, you should just go override the people mover like 3 times, because that's like getting a massage for us. That's as relaxing to me as getting a massage is for Susie.
Yeah, but I got options. I could go play around the golf.
I don't know if you have the time for that. I could sit by the pool. I guess you do. If you get out of tea at 2 o'clock and your dinner's not till 8, you could definitely play around the golf in the meantime. You'd be a little rushed. Yeah, pool's a good option, obviously.
I go take a walk over to the Polynesian and get a Dole Whip and then come back and use the pool at the Grand Vegas.
You gotta stay at the Grand, though.
There's too much.
There's a lot going on. But you got Citricose that evening for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
A place you said you've only been once. Another solid 2 credit. But it's like a 1.5, really. The prices aren't outlandish. It's not super popular. Let's see what we got going on for Citricose. So this menu is from April. I mean, right off the bat, you got a chorizo arancini. Crispy chorizo risotto, romesco sauce, and confit pepper, $17. Salade verde, cauliflower, seasonal flatbread with linguiça, manchego cheese, baby kale, onion, cilantro, crema. That sounds pretty good. Key West shrimp, we got pictures.
Yep.
That looks pretty good. That
looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like these four big-sized shrimp and like a nice sauce. What's it say here? Pasta puttanesca sauce, baby spinach, and parmesan.
Yeah, that looks like a winner, doesn't it?
Yeah, Citricose crab salad. Then you got the entrees. You got chicken, wild caught halibut. No,
I did. When the first night we went there, I had the halibut.
And it was good.
Yeah.
A scallop risotto. That sounds like that's right up Susie's alley. She's a big scallop fan, right?
Braised beef with short ribs.
Yeah. You go with the short ribs, she goes with the risotto, and you guys do a little splitsy. Can't really go wrong with that. You like scallops, don't you?
Yeah, I do like scallops.
But she's a huge fan.
Big scallop fan.
George Banks scallops, asparagus, baby carrots, parmesan, risotto. Sounds good. Oak grilled filet. Can't really go wrong with that, no. Side dishes. You don't have to worry about that. Some mushrooms, mashed potatoes, desserts. You're not really too concerned about the desserts.
Nope.
But Susie is always a fan. I mean, Citricose is solid. They changed the menu. What we're looking at now is most likely not going to be available. Everything on there isn't going to be exactly the same, so there might be a special.
Yeah, I know the halibut's usually on, yeah.
Whatever's in season is going to be on there. But you're going to have a solid, you know, like Italian fusion type meal there. Citricose is a really good place.
Yeah, very Mediterranean.
Yes, yeah. But you can't go wrong with that. So anything like, not even for fireworks, you're not going to bother? Because you guys haven't seen fireworks yet.
No, we'll do the fireworks, but we'll do them from the Grand, probably. From the resort. At Narcoossee's.
Because the only problem is you can't see the projections. Like, the new fireworks, you kind of have to be in the park to get the full effect because they do the projections with it on the castle. So you could always, like, scoot over to Magic Kingdom.
I could, but you know what? I can't give up being able to watch them on the balcony.
That's a good point. If you could see them from there, it's a different experience. It's not the 100%, but it's a good experience. And it's a unique experience, you know. So I get that. That's a good point. All right, let's move to Sunday, because now you're checking out Sunday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you have the breakfast at 1900. Character breakfast, Billy. You're going all in for this thing, right?
I told you I was going to hit them all.
So now we've done Victoria and Albert's. Mm-hmm. We've done Grand Floridian Cafe. You've probably been to Meisner's at least once.
Yep.
You're probably going to hit up the
quick serve.
Yep. What's that? I always forget the name of that.
Gasparilla Island.
Yep. After the tea. You've done the tea. You've done Citricose. Now you're at 1900 Park Fair for a character breakfast with Mary Poppins, Mad Hatter, Winnie the Pooh, Alice in Wonderland. I forget who else is at that.
Mad Hatter.
Chakim. Chakim is going to be there?
He's going to be there, yep.
Interesting. It's a pretty good, I mean, it's a basic Disney breakfast buffet, a few obviously unique things, just like all of them have. Nothing crazy, but I think as far as the character buffets goes, I think it's the least cheerleader one.
Yes.
Because people don't really care to see the Mad Hatter. Like, you're not getting those, you know, the stringent cheerleaders are like, oh, I gotta go meet the Mad Hatter at the 1900 Park Fair.
Right.
You know, if it was Mickey and Minnie, then that thing would have a line out the door. But you like 1900.
Love it.
And you're going to be joining us this week.
Yes.
For dinner, which you've never done.
Correct.
Or haven't done
in a long time.
Years or right. Whatever it is. And that'll be fun. You and Susie coming up, seeing the girls interact with the characters. And then you have a dinner reservation. Early dinner for you guys, anyway.
Yep.
And so you've already been checked out at that point, but you have that Dedek watching the pup.
Rhodes.
so you don't have to worry about it too much. Yep. You can spend the full day and go to probably your favorite two credit, right?
Yes, I do love this place.
I mean, I know California Grill's way up there, but this is a place you've been to multiple times and always had a good experience.
Correct.
And the view, you can't beat. I mean, we talk about California Grill quite often as being, you know, the standard, but Narcoossee's a sneaky,
beautiful because you're right on the water.
Yeah. Because, like, when you're waiting for your table, you go walk out on the deck, and you just stand there and watch the boats go by to the Magic Kingdom. You go in. If you get a good seat, you get a really good view. If the fireworks go off or the electrical water pageant, you can see a lot. Again, I think it's underrated, even though a lot of people talk about it. And the menu is always solid. Especially, I mean, you have to like seafood to really appreciate this menu. If you're not a seafood fan, you're very limited in your offerings. I mean, there's stuff, but it's not... They don't specialize in the chicken and the steak. You gotta like seafood, but luckily you guys do. You and Susie both really love your seafood, so you can go with the swordfish, you can go with some grouper, you can go with some scallops. And so let's look at this. What do you got going on here? Surf and turf, $52. Sirloin steak and a lobster tail. Can't go wrong with that.
No, again, I was disappointed because I don't like them cheapening with the sirloin steak. If you're gonna go balls to the walls, have a filet.
That's true, but a sirloin is not a bad option because you're getting the tender, buttery taste with the lobster tail, so you might as well get the more meaty flavor with the sirloin.
Okay.
I'd rather it be a strip. Maybe a strip with the lobster tail might be a good compromise instead of going all the way to the sirloin, but I don't think you need the filet. You're getting too much of that like unctuous flavor with the filet because it's very different. But I mean, I'm not as big of a fan of a filet as you are. Like, I hardly ever order one.
I very rarely do, and I don't order them out much because I do like the marbling.
Yeah.
I do like a good ribeye or a New York strip or Kansas City strip.
I'm always, if there's a strip, I'm getting it. And then my second bet's a ribeye, T-bone, then filet is probably fourth on the list.
I agree.
But with a surf and turf, yeah, sirloin's a little, you're cheaping out a little with the sirloin, but I'm guessing when they had it with the filet and the lobster tail, what was the price point, $98?
Yeah, it was like, in the 80s, yep. This is at 52, which is very doable.
Yeah, and then they have a salmon, which you're not a salmon guy.
No, I want to show you the lobster bisque, because Susie thinks that this is her favorite lobster bisque, and I agree, isn't that gorgeous? Oh,
look at that thing.
I mean, that's a piece of meat right there.
That's pretty fantastic.
That's nice.
It's a good lobster bisque.
Susie's thinking she might actually... She's been talking about just getting the simple lobster. Just I mean, look at that.
That's like the lazy man's lobster. Already broken up for you. Little souffle. What's that souffle in the middle? Just like a cheese souffle or something? It says it on there. I just didn't see. A corn souffle. Malted popcorn sauce. Jumbo asparagus finished with citrus gremolata. It's not a bad choice. You could even go with the twin lobster tails.
Look at how good that shrimp and pasta actually looks.
That does look pretty
Granted,
good.
Granted, you probably... with oh. That looks good. Yeah. I can taste it right now.
That's like the fresh-made nice pasta. Yeah, exactly. Wild-caught shrimp and campanella pasta. Wild-caught shrimp, savory spinach, oven-roasted tomatoes, basil, cheese, and Chardonnay garlic cream. Perfect.
See how that filet looks? Yep, classic filet.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, you're not getting anything out of the ordinary. That's just like a regular steakhouse filet. You got the green beans, the potatoes, the butter sauce on top. Can't go wrong with that. Scallops with pasta... almonds, herb cream, grilled mushrooms, lemon mustard jus, and haricot vert. Like I said, if you're a seafood fan, you can't go wrong with anything on their menu.
No. That was one of your favorites, wasn't it?
We definitely enjoyed that a lot. I think Sarah wasn't... She's not a huge seafood fan. She likes some seafood, but if she... she loved the views and the atmosphere of the restaurant. And the food was more secondary to her, but it was good food, you know? And I did go with that surf and turf because we were on the dining plan. And that was the most bang for the buck.
Why not?
A no-brainer. You got to go with it when you have the chance. And it was very good. Very, very good. So you get the Narcoossee, and then I assume after that, you'll be close to 8 o'clock at night.
Yep. You'll
probably head back. Have a late night getting back home. But you basically did everything. Hang out at the pool. Do the quick serve there for a quick bite to eat. Maybe a breakfast one day. Doing Meisner's for a cocktail or a beer. Maybe a Bloody Mary. Because Susie likes a cocktail occasionally.
Oh, right? Yeah. She likes a good cocktail.
Now, are you going to go down to like the store and get the Bud Lights? Or are you going to bring them with you?
Yeah, I'll bring them with me.
Yeah, throw them in the fridge in the room and everything. Go to the hot tub maybe. Bring some with you or sit out on the balcony. Oh, have a few.
I'm so excited.
Smoke a Swisher Sweet.
Now, is there anything that you want me to do? I think we're going to definitely do the little speedboats.
Oh, okay. You're going to rent a boat.
Around Bay Lake. And
that's a cool idea. Yeah, I didn't think of that. The spa is a good thing. I think we need a report on the spa, whether Susie does the massage or just a manicure or something like that. I definitely think you have to at least step foot in the Magic Kingdom. Okay. Because you could just get on the monorail and go over there, and whether you go to just Main Street and just like shop on Main Street, or go to Tomorrowland and do the Carousel of Progress and the People Mover. Like, I can't be physically that close
and not go
to the Carousel of Progress and the People Mover and not do them.
Okay.
Especially, like, you have an annual pass. It literally will take you an hour to do that if you wanted to do just those two things. Because you don't need to go to Thunder Mountain. I mean, you could... It depends on what the waits are like and if you can grab a quick fast pass. But I would spend maybe an hour, hour and a half, hang out on Main Street for a little bit, go to Tomorrowland, do the tried and true things, and get the heck out of there. Because not only that, you take the quick monorail trip to the Grand Floridian, then you get the nice extended monorail trip back. You go through the Contemporary, you go through the Poly, and you were saying you might stop at the Poly. Maybe do that. Stop, get off at the Poly, get your Dole Whip, and walk back to the Grand Floridian after you go to the park. Be a good excuse to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
Plenty to do, and you don't have to do too much park stuff, but it's always there. You know, quick trip to Magic Kingdom, quick trip to Epcot. You don't have to worry about anything else. Although the Toy Story Land is open, but I don't think that's something
that you're going to be bothered with. No, that's definitely not in the cards. That's when I stay at Pop.
That's another maybe just come up for the day if you find a Fast Pass or something.
Right.
Because I would like to check that out. Don't get me wrong. But that's only going to be a week old.
Right.
At that point. So the crowds are going to be pretty crazy.
Miserable.
Yeah. And I'm sure the Fast Passes will be impossible to come by at this point. Is there anything that you're thinking of doing? Like, you have some options that you want to give me, and I could say yay or nay to them, or are you just kind of, you laid everything out the rest
of the time? Yeah, you know, I was looking at maybe because it's the anniversary, maybe looking at doing a fireworks cruise, but I think that might just be out because of the dining reservations that we have.
You just don't have the time
for it. We don't have the time. Trying to think what else, what other activities they have on the water.
You could do parasailing.
Parasailing, yeah, you could do that.
That freaks me out a little bit, but I don't know, would Susie be up for something like
that? Yeah, she would love... She's done it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She did it on the Gulf.
That would be pretty cool.
Down to Fort Myers. Yep.
I would almost, like, skip out on the water sprites and do, like, a parasailing thing, maybe. It's big money, though.
Yeah, it is.
You're already into this pretty deep, but I guess at this point you might as well just keep throwing good money after bad, right?
Good after bad. Why not? Why not?
You're into this pretty deep. You might as well get 7 or 8 shows out of it. At least you can write it off.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of shows, aren't we?
Yeah, because obviously we're going to have at least one show. We can't just do a
let's do a review on this. I mean, you want to roll up the sleeves, don't you?
I assume the Victoria and Albert's will be maybe 2 shows. The Victoria, like 5 courses one time, 5 courses the next.
Yes.
Because you're not going to be like, oh yeah, they brought out some
plus the atmosphere, that. You want to hear the sounds of the dinner. You want to hear everything, don't you?
Yeah, and then Susie might do the pairing, because what is it, like an extra $100 for the wine
pairing? $150, but... Yeah,
like she'll probably do that. You won't bother. You'll just do water or something.
Well, actually, they said that they'll split it up, too, because they give you a lot of wine. Hmm. And I said, you know, I don't drink wine, but this might be one of those occasions where it makes sense.
I'm just almost afraid that it would ruin it, though.
No, because it actually enhances your palate, so you're going to have it with...
I have such a distaste for wine that I feel like it would ruin it. Like, I would taste the wine and be like, ugh. But I don't know. I can't drink any wine, though, so I'm just like, I'm not the right person to ask for that. Maybe you could try that. I think Susie definitely has to do it.
Yes.
She likes the wine. She does. And that would definitely enhance it.
So you dropped the extra $150 for that?
At that point, why not, right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything else that you need to do. No, nothing. Maybe just go out to, like, the shore and watch the electric water pageant
as it goes by. Yeah, gotta do that.
Watch that one evening, or maybe catch it from Narcoosie or something, or Citricose.
Jeremy.
Gotta wear your nerdy buttons. Maybe get a free dessert at some of these places.
Well, what's so cool, too, is I shared that email that they sent 1 month out. So classy. I mean, just asking if there's any food allergies, blah, 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 blah. And then they said about a week out, they're going to send another email just asking if there's any, you know, if this is a special occasion. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people who go on a special occasion and they have, like, the custom menu signed by the chefs. I mean, it's just, I think this is going to be a really, really, really cool experience.
It has a lot to live up to. And we were talking about it earlier, just between you and I, saying that you almost have to say it was great no matter what, because you're so invested in it monetarily and just emotionally invested in it.
It's like saying your wedding sucked.
Yeah, because
even if it did suck, you can't. Yeah, right, I know what you're saying.
You've lived. It's got to live up to it at this point. Like, no matter what, even if you're not a huge fan of it, like, you're like, well, I didn't really like the second course, but that's probably just my palate. I'm sure the food is great. Like, and maybe it wasn't. Maybe they had a bad day. You don't know. So hopefully we'll get an idea of it afterwards. There's no way you're not going to enjoy it, because just the experience of it is going to be so cool.
Right, with the like violinist playing.
The service is going to be, like, out of this world. Because I think you have two... Don't you have two, like, people just, like, waiting on you hand for dedicated?
Yeah, I think so.
Something stupid like that. Like, that's something that will resonate with you, the service.
I love good service.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, there's no better service that you're going to get than from there. And the food, even if the food doesn't, like, do it for you as some other places, it's going to be edible and you'll like it. And the service is going to push it over the top. I'm definitely excited. I'm most excited to hear about that, Victorian Irish, because it's a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the kind of thing, like...
It's one of the few mysteries, because it's one of those you don't hear about it much on podcasts. It's one of those where you don't know...
Because it's different every time.
If any, you know, I don't know how many friends you have that have actually eaten there.
But it doesn't matter. If someone went 3 years ago, every single thing they ate is going to be different from what you eat. It's not like they have a chef special, like, onion soup. They're not going to be like, oh, everyone gets the onion soup. Every single thing is going to be different. So it doesn't matter if you've been. You could go 100 times and everything's going to be different every time. That's what makes it so unique, but that's what also makes it so mysterious. And part of it is that it automatically lives up to the mystique, because you can't go back and say, oh, I just wasted, what, $350, $500 on this meal and it wasn't that good. I mean, the whole experience is going to be great. How about Jurgen Campbell? He went for it and he got sick.
He was sick, yeah.
You get to eat it all.
That would suck.
What a bummer. But
yeah, I know. I mean, Matt Holly's been, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he went on his honeymoon, I believe, or an anniversary trip. I mean, there's a few people that I've talked to that have gone and they said it was good. And like, you got to do it if you get the chance. But like, I know I would like it. I don't know if I would love it. And I don't know if my wife would like it at all. I feel like she's not a picky eater, but she likes what she likes and she doesn't like what she doesn't. And I feel like it would be too outside of the comfort zone.
And I'm worried that it's going to be a little too outside the comfort zone for me as well.
Yeah, because you're going to get like pickled orange slices on like a,
stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff that doesn't go with stuff. And you're just going to have to try it. And maybe it'll open your eyes, or maybe you won't really like it that much. Only time will tell, Billy. But that's going to be the thing you're most looking forward to, right?
I'm dying to go there. I have been.
It's been a promise to Susie.
And it was. Yeah, I told her, I said, if you get a job transfer to Florida, I said, I'm going to take you to Victoria and Albert's. And I tried a couple times, and I just was never able to get a reservation. And
is she super psyched about it?
Yeah, she was like, just like, I cannot. I am so excited. Because, like, we talked about this weekend, and they had, like, the cheaper rate for Florida residents. I said, all right, let's go up. Let's have a really cool weekend. We haven't traveled. We haven't gone on vacation in years. And then when that opened up, it's like, all right, perfect, perfect. This is, like, just a slam dunk. It's going to...
That's a no-brainer. 10th anniversary. How can you not do that?
Right.
You know, if the opportunity presents itself, you have to take it. I got nothing else to add here. Do you want to take a second break?
We'll take our second break.
Whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right and a little white light leads me to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiley face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We are happy in my blue heaven. Thank you.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh.
We're back from break, episode 224 of the Por Favor podcast. We just talked about my Grand Floridian 10th anniversary trip preview with Mr. Klinsman, who's joining me in studio.
Yeah, just a few weeks away now at this point.
Yeah, it is.
You're getting down to the nitty-gritty. All the plans are hashed out. Like I said, just make sure you check into the spa thing, because I don't know how the reservations work.
We'll have to do some investigations tomorrow.
Yeah, it might be simple. It might be, oh, just show up whenever. We always have openings. Or it might be, oh, you call and they're like, you have to book that 6 months in advance. So we'll have to see, but you can't really go wrong. I mean, you can't mess up a manicure, pedicure, massage kind of thing. Is that something you've ever done? You ever pampered
yourself? No, I have not. Have you?
I've never done a massage. I feel like I would enjoy it. But I don't know, it might be awkward too.
Yeah. And I've actually talked to guys who have had pedicures, and that's just nothing I have an interest in.
No, I don't want anyone really like going
scrubbing on
feet.
Your filthy feet.
No, like the toe, like all that is out of the, like the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be against it. Like, I don't want shiny fingernails or anything, but like they do like the massage on the hand. Like, I'd be okay with that. And like whatever, you do the cuticle thing, like that wouldn't bother me. Massage sounds good. Like even a facial. Like if they give you like a face massage.
What, with like the cucumber over your eyeballs?
Whatever. I'll do that. I'll sit back and have cucumbers on my eyes and a mask.
And drink like that goofy water, right?
Yeah, whatever. I'm in for that. Just the foot thing, no thank you. And like, I don't want like, you know, like Sven coming in and like 600-pound like bodybuilder guy be like, I'm gonna work your muscles.
Yeah, he's got to work that kinks out.
I want a nice, like, gentle one, like a back rub kind of thing, just for an hour, just relaxing. So I don't know. That's the nervous part. We'll see. Maybe I think you should do that just for the sake of the podcast.
But I don't like pressure.
You should book the couples massage.
I don't like the pressure though.
Like literal pressure or figure?
Yeah, I don't like
pressure.
I don't like the hard pushing. Yeah, just because Susie tried to give me a massage one time, and it just hurts. I just don't like that pressure.
Well, you gotta ask for like the Swedish massage or something. There's one that's like less. It's more of like,
what's up with you? How do you know so much about this stuff?
I've looked into it, Bill.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've thought about it very much. Like,
man, this is getting a little weird right now.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna move my chair right now.
Well, why don't we wrap it up then, if you're getting a little awkward.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com and youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. Check out our videos there.
From Mr. Klinsman down here in sunny Southwest Florida, I'm Mike, and we will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.